The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, Psalm 25:14 tells us. Revealed, the secret is wisdom. The fear of the Lord being the beginning of it, wisdom. Wisdom literally is skill in living. The Bible consistently tells us that the fear of the Lord is where wisdom begins, so we have to start at the same place by getting our fear in the right place. Fear the Lord and you won't fear anything or anyone else. Conversely, if you have a fear of man, you've placed him higher than the Almighty. Time for a rethink? The reverent fear, awe and respect for the Lord is something sadly lacking in the 21st century amongst his people. You expect it of the unbeliever, but the believer? But then everything has degenerated, gone downhill, got watered down. We can't take strong truth anymore. The gospel, for example, has been watered down so much that becoming a Christian doesn't interfere with your life at all now. You can just carry on with any old lifestyle and still go to heaven. Strange that. Because it's meant to bring such a radical change, a reverse turn, that those who know us ask in astonishment, "What's happened to you?" Today it's just make a decision. That's odd too. And make a decision about what exactly? The fact that without him you're eternally lost and without hope? The fact that you are a sinner and he's the only saviour? He's the only way back to the Father? If you don't believe on him in your lifetime, it's curtains for eternity. Or is it just make a decision that he is because you feel sort of slightly sorry for him and he has so few followers that you're doing him some sort of favour by believing? If it's the latter, there'll be no demonstrable change in you because you didn't know how dire your situation was, how lost you are without him, who you are without him, and therefore you didn't realise your abject need of salvation. Add water and stir,